From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, April 26th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian benchmark equity indices surged for a fifth straight session on Thursday, with BSE's Sensex recording its all-time high of 74,571 points. NSE's Nifty 50 ended the day at 0.75% higher. Packaged food is a convenience a lot of us rely on. From cereal for infants to ready-made spice mixes, packet food has become a crucial part of our diets. But recently, some big-name brands have found themselves in hot water over their food products. Public Eye, a Swiss watchdog group, has called out Nestlé for adding too much sugar in its infant products and cereals in India. Nestlé says that it's been cutting down on sugar, but concerns linger. MDH and Everest, two popular spice brands, got flagged by regulators in Hong Kong and Singapore for using ethylene oxide, a cancer-causing chemical to keep spices fresh. In response to these concerns, the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India is conducting thorough investigations, including sample testing from various production sites. Sayantan Behra, who covers food and nutrition for Mint, explains the implications of lingering regulatory action on packaged food brands. Is Tesla on its way to India or not? That is a question a lot of Tesla fans and enthusiasts are grappling with right now. Despite India rolling out the red carpet with a new electric vehicle policy aimed at wooing automakers like Tesla, Elon Musk's powerhouse remains on the fence. People in the know told Mint's auto correspondent Alicia Sajdev that the Texas-based EV maker hasn't engaged significantly with the state governments or local suppliers, nor has it taken steps to set up its crucial supercharger network in India. Other automakers like Vietnamese EV maker VinFast, meanwhile, are making strides towards setting up their operations in India. Tesla, on the other hand, seems to prefer entering the market through imports to gauge potential before committing to local manufacturing. India is currently in discussions to sidestep a potential G7 mandate that requires all diamond imports to the G7 countries to be tested in Belgium. The G7 mandate is to ensure that diamonds originating from Russia do not enter its member nations. India, on the other hand, wants the diamonds to be tested in domestic hubs like Surat and Mumbai to avoid escalating cost of diamond dyers. India, a major player in the diamond industry, processes about 91% of the world's rough diamonds and is looking to negotiate with European authorities to prevent a disruption in its exports. Mint's Mihir Mishra and Ram Sehgal report on India's efforts to keep its diamond testing within its borders. The Finance Ministry's latest report is buzzing with optimism, thanks to predictions of a bountiful monsoon expected to boost harvests and keep inflation in check this year. This good news comes amid a backdrop of stubborn global inflationary pressure. Mint's economy correspondent, Rick Kundu, writes about the Finance Ministry's monthly economic report for March, according to which India's handling of inflation has been quite effective thanks to a mix of strategic interest rate decisions, robust food supply policies, and eased import restrictions. This has brought down retail inflation to a post-pandemic low, with core inflation dipping to 3.3% in March. The India Meteorological Department's prediction of a normal monsoon paints a hopeful picture for agricultural revival and falling food prices, especially after the last year's erratic weather. Food inflation in India eased to 8.52% in March from February's 8.66%, although prices remain high in categories like meat, fish and eggs. Since the 90s, MTV has been a part of India's cultural zeitgeist with not only its music, but also many of its popular shows. Last month, MTV's parent company, Paramount Global, decided to call it quits in India. The American media and entertainment giant sold its remaining stake in Viacom 18 to Reliance for $517 million. Paramount is not the only international media company to leave India. Previously, NBC Universal ended its joint venture with NDTV in 2009. Disney closed its Hindi film production division in 2016. And Universal Pictures shut its India office in 2020. Despite India being a prime market for streaming platforms and social media, traditional media companies have struggled to maintain their operations. The reason? Challenges range from the difficulty of creating content for a linguistically diverse audience to the complexities of managing local teams. Mint's media and entertainment correspondent Lata Jha examines the reasons behind the exodus of global media companies. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a great weekend ahead.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.